Od Abu Huraira radijallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once narrated that a certain person never did any good in his life. However, once he either removed a thorn from a branch and threw it away, or removed a thorny branch from the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this gesture so much that he granted him entry to Jannah for that. Od Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once narrated that a certain person never did any good in his life. However, once he either removed a thorn from a branch and threw it away, or removed a thorny branch from the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this gesture and action so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him entry into Jannah because of that. Note, many ahadith caution us against regarding trivial actions insignificant, for the simple reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could accept the action and forgive all our life's sins due to His kindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to perform such accepted actions. As Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The actions of my ummah were shown or defined to me, the good and the evil. I saw that removing obstacles from the path was amongst the best of actions." Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The actions of my ummah were shown or defined to me, the good and the evil. I saw that removing obstacles from the path was amongst the best actions." Note, removing obstacles is regarded as a noble deed, as it saves people from harm. The Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There was a particular tree that was inconveniencing the people. A man came and removed it from the path. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw him in paradise changing sides while resting in the shade of that very tree." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There was a particular tree that was inconveniencing the people. A man came and removed it from the path. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw him in paradise changing sides while resting in the shade of that very tree." Note, just as the rewards for removing obstacles are tremendous, the punishment for causing inconvenience by placing obstacles is equally severe. We should therefore strictly avoid littering the roads and creating any sort of unpleasant situations thereon.